This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the WAF Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. It aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by streamlining coordination between WAF boards and local authorities and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Prominent leaders across the nation have welcomed the WAF Amendment Bill 2025 after it was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday. The experts ranging from legal domain to intellectual groups have extended their support, saying the bill will solve reported issues of corruption, misgovernance and a lack of judicial oversight afflicting the central and state WAF boards. Meanwhile, President of All India Pasmand Musti Mehas Sarik Adib said the bill will bring the much-needed transparency into the management and governance of the WAF board, bringing down corruption in its functioning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Bangkok, Thailand today to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit. He was received by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport at the airport. During his two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart this evening. They will review the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional multilateral issues. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today urged the BIMSTEC member nations to approach the organization from a more ambitious perspective given the uncertainty and volatility in the current global order. Addressing the 20th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, Dr. Jaishankar said the new order is intrinsically more regional and agenda-specific. He highlighted that BIMSTEC represents the trifecta of India's three crucial initiatives, the Act East policy, the neighborhood-first approach and the Mahasagar outlook, while also being the pathway to the nation's India-Pacific commitment. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has said that India will analyze and assess the impact of the decision by the US government after President Donald Trump announced 26% reciprocal tariff for several countries, including India. He added that the government will determine how to deal with it accordingly. Mr. Chaudhary said this while interacting with the media after attending the inaugural session of the first International Pension Research Conference in New Delhi. The minister said for Donald Trump it is US first and for Prime Minister Modi it is India first. The second edition of the Arunachal Youth Parliament 2.0 commenced at the DK Hall, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar today. The theme for this year is Youth Ignited, State United. The event began with the debate titled Dams in Arunachal Pradesh, Catalyst for Development or Threat to Sustainability between Dera Nathung Government College and Don Bosco College. The AYP 2.0 is inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2017 Mann Ki Baat call to engage youth in democracy. Addressing the gathering, patron AYP Abu Tayang said the parliament is designed to empower state's young minds by giving them a stage to debate, discuss and dream up solutions for their state's future. The AYP 2.0 will continue till tomorrow. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, convener AYP Dr. Prem Tawa showed optimism that the platform will serve as the signature platform for youths and students to voice their opinion.
I am Prem Tawa. I am the convener of Arunachal Youth Parliament. Arunachal Youth Parliament, AYP in short, it was conceived in 2023 at the backdrop of a situation that we felt necessary to address. We felt that there are lots of youths in Arunachal, very potential youths. But although there are existing platforms, traditional platforms for placing their opinions and all, government is doing a lot of things, but we felt that there should be a signature platform, flagship platform for students and youths to debate and discuss on issues that really matter to them.
That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.